that on New Year's Eve?
No, I was asleep.
You were asleep? Why were you sleeping? What time did you go to bed, Ashley?
Because I'm 8 months pregnant.
Come on now. Just take responsibility. Don't use an excuse.
11:30.
That's okay. You just couldn't quite make it.
This was the first time I couldn't make it.
And it was New Year's in Omaha, so you were fine.
Exactly. I made it somewhere.
You made it. It's midnight somewhere,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So you didn't watch any of those things. You know, if you want to see the decay of American society, that thing, they were the most, maybe it was just me. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't think so. It was just vulgar. I mean, it was vulgar. It was very, they're trying to attract, I guess, the young crowd and stuff. But it was just vulgar. And it was, there was like kind of almost sexual stuff and, you know, all of that. Did you hear what happened on CNN?
No.
Kathy Griffin, who's a scumbag. You know who she is.
Ugh.
Liberal leftist scumbag. You know who she is? Yeah?
She's awful.
Kissed Anderson Cooper's crotch
on
national television. Now, this is America's news leader, right, or whatever, CNN? And it's amazing. I mean, I can't, some of this stuff I can't even read because this is a family show. I wouldn't read it on there. But she did it not once, but like a couple of times, made some lewd comments to him. But if you look back, this is not the first time. She's done it several times. In 2009, she dropped the F-bomb on CNN, and they keep inviting her back. I mean, it's just unbelievable. She dropped the F-bomb. The year before, she directed a vulgar sexual reference to a heckler in the audience. Last year, she stripped down to her underwear, and she keeps getting invited back. I don't understand. And this is a news station. This is not like E! Entertainment Television. It's CNN.
Bill and Kelly on Fox News would never do such a thing.
They
or Bill and Megan.
Yeah, that's right. No, of course not. Of course not. And I don't know what we were watching. I guess it's NBC or whatever that has Carson Daly at the count. And it was vulgar. I just kept looking at my wife like, what is this? This is trash. They're just talking about vulgar things, doing, you know what they did there? And it was a total setup, but they had this reporter right, there was a barricade right behind her, and she's talking about, oh, it's so great, it's the new year, the very first thing, right at the stroke of midnight, you know, all the confetti drops, and so, oh, it's such a wonderful thing, and she turns around, and she looks at a guy who's standing there, and I got to tell you, he was a freaky-looking dude. And she goes, isn't this just wonderful? Happy New Year to him. And he turns around, and his quote-unquote partner turns around, and they kiss each other right there. This was just a wonderful, heartwarming moment that just happened to come about. I mean, they just try and push this stuff. I mean, isn't that disgusting?
That is disgusting, but we're in new times now. It's good to do that. It's cool to do that. It's okay to do that.
It's okay, yeah, because the president thinks it's okay.
Yes.
Look, but who wants to see? I just don't want to see that. And I don't want to explain, you know, not that kids are up at midnight, but they are sometimes up at midnight on New Year's Eve. It's maddening that they get away with this stuff. And it's this constant push to change the mores of society. And yet, somehow, we're the ones that are the social, you know, we're always pushing our social values on everybody else. No, they're the ones pushing their social values on everybody else, including, by the way, being now opposed to the president's. I love this one. The president has nominated Chuck Hagel, who's an idiot, by the way. He's a former Republican senator from Nebraska, but a turncoat, turns at every chance he gets, is more interested, one of those politicians who's more interested in his next job and the advancement of him than he is in ideology or